Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And good morning, everybody. It is Brenda Alacy in the big beach chair, and it's a pleasure to be here on the Sandy Beach Show. Now, normally Joe Beamer fills in on Friday, but Joe is off on a well-deserved mini vacation, and we'll be back next week. But it's an honor and a privilege to be here for my friend Sandy Beach, who I've known for a long time, and my other friend Tony Caligiuri, who we've gone way back as well. So we got a lot going on this Friday morning, TGIF, and I hope you're coffeeed up like I am. As a matter of fact, I stopped at Tim Hortons on my way in, and I got my seventh cup for free because I'm a frequent flyer there. So we'll talk about coffee, what you think of the rollback on the roll up the rim contest that they usually do, that's usually been done by now. There's been some changes there, and it got me thinking about coffee, its benefits, also what coffee chain or local place you're loyal to, and also the whole notion of loyalty programs. I don't know about you, but I actually have a separate wallet in my purse for all of the loyalty cards I have. And I'm getting to the point where enough already. I don't feel like schlepping those around anymore. In the 10 o'clock hour, Michael Caputo will join us. He's flying back from D.C. as we speak. And he was in court for the Roger Stone sentencing yesterday. So a lot going on in Washington, as per usual. We'll get into that with Michael and some other topics of interest. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, who's going to call in for a few minutes at the top of the hour to review what happened at yesterday's State of the City address. And it's pretty exciting news. It looks like the city's on the right path. We've got our renaissance underway. And now we're looking to kind of focus on a high-tech way of getting things done in the Buffalo market, the Buffalo region. And in addition to Mayor Brown, who gave a shout out to Tim Clark, the Buffalo Film Commissioner, we're going to have Tim Clark in studio with us to talk about an upcoming symposium. Also, he's going to bring a Hollywood director in studio with him. So I'm looking forward to a little Tinseltown talk in studio and your calls as well to talk about the economic impact that all of these movies being shot in Buffalo has had on our region, and about rumors of a big movie star coming to town next month, or quite possibly next week. It may happen sooner than we think. In the meantime, though, good morning, Tony Caligiuri. How are
morning,
you, my friend?
Morning, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to be here, perking along with my coffee in hand. And
I have
gotta
my
ask
coffee.
You, Tony, are you a coffee guy?
Oh, yeah. I have my coffee right next to it. Went to the bistro, filled it up.
Oh, you got to have. So you drink the bistro coffee?
Yes.
You're a brave man, Tony.
It's not bad. It's actually pretty decent.
I guess. I have to admit, I'm an avowed coffeeholic. And I'm one of those people, the obnoxious people whose car is hanging out on the street as I'm in the drive-thru at my local chain.
You don't see me. I don't do that.
You're not going to do that, huh?
No. My wife will. She will, hit up, whether it's Tim Hortons, that's or Starbucks. Not me. I don't, I'll brew my own coffee. Maybe once in a while on the weekend we'll get a cup, but not during business hours, so no.
No, thanks.
I'm usually too much in a hurry.
Yeah, the Roll Up the Rim contest has been extremely popular, and a lot of people were asking where it went. Well, it turns out that the Tim Hortons chain has decided to delay it because it looks like there's a push to go digital. So you can play the traditional way by rolling up an actual coffee cup rim when they do unveil the contest, or you can play on the Tim Hortons app. And I don't know if it's going to fly. They're also restructuring their loyalty rewards program. And oddly enough, Tony, this morning as I was getting my coffee, I happened to hit number 7 on my loyalty card. So I got a free cup, which is always nice.
Nice.
Nice little way to start the day. But from what I understand, they're going to push it now. I think you have to have 10 visits to get that. And it's not the same as it used to be. And you're going to be racking up points and that kind of thing. So it begs the question, is it worth it? I don't know. You know, and I know they've raised prices a lot lately, too. So I'm curious what your experience is. If you're a coffee drinker, if you enjoy coffee, to me, there's some real health benefits when it comes to coffee drinking as well.
What, like keeping you awake?
That's well,
what it does for me.
Oddly enough, I am a chronic insomniac. So back in the day, I used to drink coffee all day long. 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, I'd have a big cup. But I thought maybe that's contributing to my insomnia. Well, even though I cut way, way back, I hardly have any coffee after, say, 11 o'clock in the morning. I still have trouble sleeping. So I think it's a whole different issue. I have to ask you, Tony, are you a loyalty card guy?
I don't. I'm a loyal person. If there's a brand product that I like and I've had success with it, I stick with it. I don't change. I'm, you know, one of those guys, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
So what do you do when it comes to carrying those cards around in your wallet? You know, it's almost like the wallet is as big as Michael Bloomberg's wallet at this point. If you put all of those cards in there that people have or the key tags.
I don't. I have a Topps card and a Wegmans card, a Home Depot card. That's about it.
Oh, that's not bad.
My license, you know.
Of
but
course, yeah.
No, I don't carry all those things around.
Well, I think a lot of people are just tired of it, and they would prefer to just use a phone number if you're going somewhere. Now, I love a bargain, Tony. So if I'm going to be somewhere, I want to be able to pop my phone number in and have it done. I don't want to have all these cards with me. And I don't know if it's, you know, I was talking
to... See, I'm the opposite. I don't like giving my phone number.
And that's the other
question.
I don't
like giving my email address or phone number.
You feel like there might be some security breaches?
Well,
or
not necessarily security. I don't want spam. I don't want unwanted, emails or phone calls. I don't want that. So I don't give it out.
Well, I think a lot of people feel like you do about that. And there's concern about privacy. It's funny you say that because yesterday I was looking at a website and there was an offer to get some protein bars for like 99 cents. And I'm always looking for a good protein bar. So I thought, all right, I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to do this. I applied and I have them being shipped to me. The next thing you know, on my Facebook feed, I see all of these ads for it. It really has that very Big Brother type feeling to it.
Well, there's a running joke. If John Simon and I are in here having a conversation and we mention Adidas, all of a sudden it's going to show up.
Yes.
Like, what is the computer listening to me?
I think it might be, yeah. So I wonder if Tim Hortons, though, is listening to people, because I think a lot of people are disappointed that they're changing their loyalty program. It seems like they're losing some significant amount of money. And you and I were talking before the show. Tim Hortons, at least in this area, seems to have a tremendous loyal following, including myself. But in other parts of the country where it's been tried, in fact, I remember when they opened in Manhattan, it didn't fly.
I watched a program not too long ago, and it was something on YouTube, the food places that could disappear in 2020. And Tim Hortons was mentioned as being in financial trouble. Says does very well in our area, New York State, and in Canada. But in Pennsylvania and anywhere else, it's faltering. Dunkin' Donuts is a little bit more popular. And the one thing I found interesting, because they named several food places, I'm not going to get into, but the common thing was is they're owned by big corporations that are top heavy in management, throw in some bad decisions, not enough localized attention, and you're seeing these places going under.
You know, the other thing too, Tony, not only are they corporate run, I think they're expanding their food offerings too much. You remember when Tim Hortons first appeared, and this is true, I think, of some of the other major chains as well, whether it's Dunkin' or some of the other chains that you see in other parts of the country, you would just basically go in there for coffee and pastries or coffee and donuts. Now you can get, you know, side dishes and
wraps,
full lunches,
sandwiches,
wraps,
soup,
you know, macaroni and cheese, and I don't know. I think they may be veering away from their core market, which I think ultimately can hurt them. And I would imagine that's probably why prices are going up as well.
Throw that in with the fact that the serving sizes have gotten smaller. So if you get a wrap or something, like, it's not that big. I mean, somebody like me who has a hearty appetite is going to be disappointed. You know, when you're done with a donut in three bites, it kind of leaves you, you know, scratching your head.
Yeah, that's almost like a Timbit. Especially for
you. Yeah, basically.
803-0930. What's your favorite coffee? Do you drink it every day? Do you feel kind of fed up about the prices going up every time? And what was your reaction to the whole roll-up-the-rim deal being delayed and then changed with a real emphasis right now on the app and the fact that they want people to use more of a digital approach? What if you don't have a smartphone? Or what if you don't have a computer or laptop, iPad? Does that cut out a big portion of our community? Interesting to know. And, you know, as I said, I'm very interested in knowing how you feel about loyalty programs. Now, I use them all the time. If I go to a Panera's or, you know, whether I'm shopping at Tops or other local places, because I love a bargain. But I'd like to know if you think it's worth it to have all of those types of cards in your purse or your wallet, or if you would prefer to just have a phone number. Those are the questions for the first hour. We're going to perk up here with some coffee talk and some loyalty programs. 803-0930 is the number to call. Of course, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open, and I am waiting for your text as well at 30930. We'll take a quick time out, grab another cup of coffee, and be back right after this. Well, you got another B name in the chair for the time being. It's Brenda Alacy in for Sandy Beach and also for Joe Beamer, who usually sits in on Friday. I think that's how I was able to sit in here today, Tony. My name starts with a B, so it all worked out. But in any case, thank you so much for joining me. In the first hour, we're talking some coffee, different changes to the Tim Hortons Roll Up the Rim contest, and also about loyalty programs in general. And I'd love to know just how you take your coffee and where you like to go. I have a couple of texts that have come in, and one of the texters says they've raised the price 11 cents with no warning. I think it's getting too pricey. The other thing I noticed at Hortons is that some of the places don't give senior discounts anymore. So I wonder, you know, what is this all about with all these changes? Somebody else texted in about their favorite coffee. It's Black Rifle Coffee. And I've heard Sean Hannity talk about Black Rifle, and I was curious about that, being an avowed coffeeholic myself. And so I got some of the K-Cups, and they're pretty good. I like it. I like really strong, hot black coffee, almost scaldingly hot. And it's got to be a heavier roast. I don't like the lighter roasts. So it's funny, isn't it, how coffee has become such a thing in today's society. It's really become part of our culture in many ways. Let's take your calls. 803-0930. We're going to go to Bill in Cheektowaga first. Bill, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I have to blame corporate headquarters, the big boys. Here's the show. When I bought my stock in Tim Hortons, they had broken off from Wendy's. They were connected.
Right.
And I bought Tim Hortons stock. And while I was there at the stock thing and stuff like that was going on good. But then what happened? I sold my stock because I felt something coming. And it did come. Burger King took over Tim Hortons and moved their corporate headquarters from Florida to Canada to save money. Then what happens after that is this restaurant organizations bought out Burger King, Tim Hortons, and they have a couple other. I can't remember all of them. But this is what's happened. And the roll-ups were the big thing with Tim Hortons. Now they're going to actually cut out some people that don't have these digicals and all that. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like you're not going to get it on the cup. You're going to do something somehow differently, and I don't understand it.
You know, Bill, it begs the question, is it because they're losing money or perhaps they're not making as money as they had hoped, so they're going to cut out some of that? You know, there's an argument to be made that they're saving paper and it's more eco-friendly that you have this being done digitally. On the other hand, it's unfair to people who don't use apps on their phone or who don't have a computer or really don't want to be bothered with that kind of thing. So I think it's a bit of a risk for them to do this. It's going to turn some folks off, I think.
Well, I say it's, again, these corporations, these large corporations, they buy up these companies. They actually sometimes run them into the ground because they at the top have these golden parachutes. And when a company goes under, they're not in bad shape. They just go out, they're a group, they go out and buy somebody else up. But I'll tell you, I do love Tim Horton coffee, and I'll be honest with you. It is the only coffee that I can drink without having some stomach problem or some kind of physical problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is, so if the plug for Tim Horton is the plug for Tim Horton.
Yeah, hey, Bill, I'm right there with you. I love Tim Horton's coffee. When I travel, the first thing I do when I get off the plane is to go get a cup of coffee across from the airport, and I really miss it when I'm away. I've tried it at home, too, but it just doesn't taste the same when you buy the grounds at Tim Horton's, you know, buy the coffee and then make it at home. I don't know if it's the water processing or what they do differently, but I can't quite duplicate the taste that I get when I go to my favorite Tim Hortons location. But I'm with you. I'm disappointed with the roll up the rim, the changes, and the loyalty program, but I do love the coffee. Bill, maybe I'll see you at the drive-thru.
Oh, I'll be someplace. I'll be drinking my coffee today.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for coming in. Let's go next to Mary from Medina. Mary, good morning. Thank you very much for phoning in. What's on your mind? Hello, Mary. Mary, are you with us? Good morning. You're on the air with us.
Yes.
Is this Bob?
Yes.
Hey, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Tim Hortons card... instead of roll up the rim. Okay, fine. But the card itself, when I went ahead and connected it to the app that appears on the smartphone, it was working for a short period of time, and then it lost connection to it. So I tried to reconnect and did that multiple times, and it never seemed to connect to tell me how many cups of coffee I've bought in the past or that or remind me of it. But I complained to the company and or their customer service, and they do nothing. It's just frustrating that, the number of cups when I go to the branches, it's still on the card, and after buying a number of cups of coffee, you get your free cup of coffee.
Right.
I can't track myself on the app. So if they're going to the app, then why bother with the card at all and say, like, is the number of cups I buy going to show up on the app, seeing how they can't seem to get the connection. The two.
That's a very good point, Bob, and it makes you wonder if it's if there are accuracy issues in general. And you almost feel like, well, hey, you know, I don't really know how many cups I've accrued at this point. Am I missing out on my free cup? And you know, maybe it's not a big deal, but I'll tell you what, when I get my seventh cup, I love getting their free cup of coffee because I spend a lot of money at their place, and I enjoy getting a little thank you from the company for all of my my money being spent there.
Yeah, so do I. And say, like, The card also has the ability to put cash onto the card so that you can use it almost like a gift card or a credit card.
Right.
I refuse to do that because they don't seem to be able to get the connection right between the app and the phone. So I'm unwilling to lose 10 cents or something like that because they... can't seem to get a connection point correct.
Yes, I hear you, Bob. I'm right there with you. Listen, thanks so much for calling in. We're going to talk more about your favorite cup of joe and all the changes that are happening in the world of coffee. Robbie, Juanita, and Terry, stay put, and we'll get you as soon as we can right here on WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And welcome back to the Sandy Beach Show on a Friday morning. I appreciate the opportunity to sit in and talk about everything from coffee to politics. First hour, we're having a little bit of fun about coffee. What's your favorite brand? Where do you go? Are you kind of ticked off at Tim Hortons for changing that loyalty program and the roll up the rim challenges? And how do you take your coffee? For me, it's got to be strong, black, and scaldingly hot. 803-0930. And let me know your recommendations for the other coffees that you enjoy. I'm always looking for the latest kind of coffee flavor. Not so much the flavors themselves, but just the coffee itself, the quality coffee. Somebody mentioned Black Rifle, which I had heard Sean Hannity talk about, and I tried that. It was delicious. One of our texters also mentioned Black Rifle. Death Wish, and I've had Death Wish as well. Also delicious, and you can't miss it with that bone and skull and bones on there. Let's go back to the phone lines where Robbie is on the line. Robbie Raw, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Oh, good, Brenda. Thank you so much for taking my call. And boy, I'm a big fan of Sandy's and a big fan of your show as well. And so this is perfect for me this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Are you perking up with some coffee this morning?
I am. I'm on my second cup here of organic coffee because coffee does have a lot of pesticides on it. But I also love Yerba Mate, and it tastes like chocolate. It has the strength of coffee. It has so many health benefits. It's anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, used for weight loss, and it's from South America. So I usually have a couple of regular cups of coffee in the morning because it does help with clarity and being awake. I'm not a morning person, being alert, concentration, and all of that. But throughout the day, I kind of switch over to matcha tea or to Yerba Mate, which is awesome.
That sounds interesting. I actually tried a mushroom coffee, believe it or not, and it was really weird. I didn't care for it at all. I'll try just about anything, but I didn't care for the mushroom one. The one you're describing sounds a little more palatable.
Yeah, the Yerba Mate, it tastes like chocolate. I mean, it tastes like, yeah, I like it, and, you know, it has so many health benefits because I don't want to drink coffee throughout the day, and I know you love your coffee. I can't drink it late because then I can't sleep, but you said you can't sleep, so maybe that's why.
Well, actually, I cut way back on it, Robbie, because I thought that was contributing to my insomnia, so I really don't drink coffee like I used to. Back in the day, I used to drink it all day and big, you know, giant cups of it. And always black. I don't care for anything in it. And I think once you start drinking coffee black, it's hard to go back and have anything in it, whether it's cream or sugar or flavor shots. I just love it black. And I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I grew up in an Italian family. And my mother and father always had the coffee perking. They had one of those old-fashioned glass percolator coffees, and it was always perking. And, you know, by midday, it was pretty darn strong. It could put hair on your chest. And I think that's where I developed my affinity for really strong coffee.
Me too. I mean, obviously, I'm Italian, and my mom, I mean, it was coffee and dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Also, of course, we had half and half in it.
Oh, boy, that's a dessert in and of itself.
It is. So I had to train myself to get rid of that half and half. And I started, you know, putting a little almond milk in it first, and that tasted terrible. And I said, okay, I'm just going black.
Yeah. And once you get used to it, it's really good. The other thing, too, with coffee, there are some real health benefits, too. It's considered an antioxidant. So if you don't load up with, you know, a double-double or a triple-triple, I think coffee can actually be very good for you.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, during detox, we cut down on coffee, and that's hard. We do it gradually because you can, you know.
Get that headache.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Massive headache. But magnesium will help that. But you know, the fact of the matter is it is addicting, and that's why you have those withdrawal symptoms. So, you know, during a detox, I have my patients cut down on it slowly, and people are resistive. But, you know, a lot of them don't go back to it after they get rid of it for that week.
Well, I'll tell you, Robbie, it is my drug of choice. I can't imagine not having coffee. But thank you so much for calling in. You're always a wealth of information, and thanks for the tip.
Oh, you're welcome. And hi to Tony, and great job, Brenda. Love to hear your voice on here.
Oh, thank you so much, Robbie. It's truly a pleasure, and I'll let Tony know that you send your regards. 803-0930 is the number. And if you want to text in some comments, I'm getting some great comments on the text board about this. I really appreciate it. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is 30930. Let's go to our friend Terry in Texas. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a coffee drinker down in the Lone Star State?
Oh, absolutely. I got a 32-ounce tumbler next to my house. I drink a cup before I left the house. I told my wife the other day, I think I'm officially like middle-aged, because at night it's like imperative that I set the coffee timer, have that ready. After I put on the robe, next stop is the coffee machine, get that cup going, and within a couple sips, I'm like ready for the day.
Yeah, you know, Terry, I feel like you. I can't really function without it. I hate to admit that, but I definitely need my coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I'll do hot during the wintertime. Believe it or not, it does get cold down here. And so I'll do hot during our colder months, and then when it starts to warm up and it's like 80 at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll switch to cold brew, which is actually really strong. And if I could drink it all year round, I probably would.
Now, what do you take in yours? Anything, or do you go with it black?
No, I'm military man. I'm straight black, so I don't need any kind of fancy. Although during Christmas, I did get some of that candy cane like.
Mm-hmm.
Creamer, that was delicious, but I don't have time for all that extra, so I just go with the flow and take it all natural.
Yep, I'm with you. And now in Texas, what are some of the major coffee chains down there, or coffee brands?
Well, I'd say probably mostly big box chains like what you'd see up there. You know, Starbucks is obviously a real big one. Be honest with you, there's like a Starbucks on every other corner, it feels like. I'll go there every now and again and get the cold brew from them, or Dunkin' Donuts, of course, we have. We don't have, you know, like a Tim Hortons or anything like that. And then you got like local random spots that, you know, claim their coffee is the best. But I go to like one of them warehouses that sell you, you know, extremely large quantities of specific, you know, items. I'll get my coffee from there, and that'll last me a good, you know, month for my purchase. So I tend not to buy from the stores, try to save money, be a little bit responsible.
Right, yeah, and it just it's not quite the same when you make it at home, in my opinion. But, you know, the K-Cups, I think, have made it better. It tastes a little more like the real thing. Terry, as always, great to hear from you down in Texas, and thanks for listening.
All right, y'all have a great day.
I hope to have a cup of coffee with you someday. 803-0930, we're going to take a quick time out and be back with more coffee talk right after this. Great text coming in, too. In fact, we're talking about everything from coffee to loyalty cards. And one of our texters said, I agree with you on loyalty cards. I can't stand them anymore. How about lowering the price and keep your cards? Yeah, I love the idea. I love the theory. It's probably about as unlikely as me jumping into the lake this morning. I don't think they're going to lower their prices, but I'm with you. One more text for you, too. This is from Paula from Elma. Let me just get the text board going here. Let's see. The Tim Hortons loyalty card is switching to digital on your phone. They scan the barcode on your phone exactly what was on the physical card. No difference, yet they are eliminating the actual physical card. Easier for me to get card from my wallet with my money than pulling out my phone, bringing up an app, and so forth. We are coffeeholics 24/7. The carafe is full. Regards to Michael C., who joins us at 10, by the way, and looking forward to listening to the show. Paula and Elma. As always, Paula, I appreciate your comments. 803-0930, we're talking coffee, loyalty programs. How do you take your cup of joe? And we're going to go to Juanita next in Tonawanda. Juanita, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello there, Brenda. I'm so happy to hear you on the air and with you conversing with Tony. I love hearing when Tony is on the air, too.
How nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yes. I do love Tim Hortons coffee. Matter of fact, I was there yesterday, and they still do the senior discount, by the way.
I think there's certain locations that have stopped doing it, and I imagine that's only because certain franchise owners have opted out on that, but I'm glad to hear that you still get it at your place.
Yes, and another point, I love the coffee because you can have the add-ons. You can have French vanilla put into it or the hazelnut put into it, and also I enjoy having their yogurt for dessert once in a while over there, their yogurt cups. I know they have nothing to do with coffee, but, you know, it's also a nice little treat. And my daughter, she, on her way to work, she stops there for tea all the time with her little child. So they, you know, we all enjoy Tim Hortons.
I think it's part of the culture here in Western New York. You know, obviously it's a Canadian-based chain. And I remember, boy, back in the day going to Fort Erie and getting a cup of Tim Hortons coffee. It was such a treat at the time. And now it seems like they're on every corner. So, yeah, you know, I'm a coffeeholic. I'm a Timaholic. But I'm a little disappointed with the way they're changing the loyalty program parameters and also the roll-up-the-rim parameters, especially for folks who don't have a smartphone or a computer.
Such as I. It's true. It's true. But thank you for taking my call. I certainly appreciate it, and good to hear you on the air.
Thank you so much, Juanita. It's my pleasure. 803-0930. Chris is with us from Hamburg. Good morning, Chris. Welcome.
Hi, Brenda. You're a pleasure to listen to.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate that.
I'll tell you what. I'm 60, in my late 60s, put it this way, and I served in the greatest branch of this military, the United States Coast Guard. We saved people. And I had a chief petty officer who taught me how to drink coffee. And the only way to drink it is ground. And as I was leaving my base up in Alaska, he bought me a little portable grinder. And from that day on, I just grind my own coffee. These K-Cups, that's just instant coffee.
You think so, Chris? I never thought of it in those terms, but I suppose you're right, because you just hit the button and, you know, 10 seconds later, you've got your cup of coffee.
You know, Brenda, you punch a hole in it, and it just dissolves instant coffee. That's what's in there. You notice if you shake it, there's nothing left in there.
That's true. You know, you got me thinking now.
But the grind your own, and then I'll give you another tip. The best way to drink coffee, you're going to laugh at this, is in the evening, you make yourself a fresh ground. I was telling the screener, I prefer 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Myself some up, fill up a big mug, 14 ounces of the black coffee, and you put in 2 ounces of Jim Beam bourbon.
Oh, now you're talking. That'll get me some sleep at night, I imagine.
But I suggest all people out there, get yourself a grinder and grind it fresh. It's the best way to go.
And you can't beat the aroma of that, Chris. I used to grind my own beans back in the day. I really don't make coffee at home that much anymore. I tend to just run to the drive-thru and get a cup because I'm so addicted to it. But the aroma of those beans when you grind them, there's nothing quite like it.
Well, I'm a widower. I'm alone, and I drink a lot of coffee, and my wife always drank tea. That was the thing. The first thing in the morning, I would make her a cup of tea, and I was a coffee drinker. And like I say, I just grind my own fresh.
And black, right? Is that how you drink it?
Yeah. It's a pleasure talking to you. God bless you. You have a great day.
Chris, I appreciate the call from Hamburg. 803-0930, a couple of lines open for you on this Friday morning, having a little fun talking coffee. We're going to go next to the island. Bob is with us from Grand Island. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Brenda.
How are you this morning? Did you have your coffee?
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
In regards to the Tim Hortons, the roll up the rim, you looked forward to getting it. It was like a lottery ticket.
Yes.
You had the opportunity to, you know, win a bicycle or a gas grill, although don't know too many people that ever did, or a $50 gift card. But you would win. Sometimes you'd win two coffees a week. Sometimes you wouldn't. It was fun. And they had it for well over 10 years, that promotion. I really think their marketing department dropped the ball on this one. The card, the apps, come on, give me a break.
I know. I was very disappointed, Bob. In fact, somebody on our text board says they lost millions with a loyalty program, so they pushed back on Roll Up the Rim to appease stockholders. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I had read some reports that there was some concern about that they had lost a significant amount of money, and that's why they were changing this. But, you know, Bob, I'm glad you said that, because I would get such a little rush if I even won a cup of coffee on the Roll Up the Rim. I didn't have to win a big prize. I loved just winning a cup of coffee. That was fun.
Absolutely. It was like someone saying, hey, look, here's a lottery ticket.
Oh, right, right.
Lottery ticket or whatever. And it, like I said, you drink your coffee, and at the end of the coffee, you go, okay, great, now I'm going to roll up this rim.
Yes.
Time it says, please play again. But
right. More often than not, those are the three words you would see. But it was still fun, and sometimes I have to admit, I would go and get another cup just because I wanted another shot at that roll up the rim winner.
That's what I was just going to say. It made you buy coffee. And now, and like, also, they've raised the price. They've sneaked the price up there. And all of a sudden, goes, what? I owe how much?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's kind of a rude awakening when you go in and it's another dime or 20 cents more. Bob, as you can hear with the music, we are ready for our quick break. And Chris in Buffalo, if you want to hang on, we'll take it right after the 10 o'clock news, and then we'll talk a little later in that hour with Michael Caputo, who was in court yesterday when Roger Stone was sentenced. Much more to come right here on Beach & Company.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.